Hello, everyone. Can you hear the acoustics? Oh.
Hello.
I'm just getting a bit more cold water because it's such a hot bath. Hi, everyone. I wonder how the acoustics are. Oh, my goodness. I can hear them in my brain. Okay, let me turn off the water. I had watermelon and dragon fruit in the bath, and now I'm having a coconut coffee. How is everybody today? Oh, wait, my hands are full of soap. I have bubbles. My bath wasn't bubbling, so I added more bubble bath, and now my bath is over bubbling. I know. I am experiencing the most first world of first world problems. Oh, I hope you're all having a good day and a good night. How is the acoustics, by the way? Let me know. Is it good? Is it a little strange? Do you like the bath acoustics? Or is it a little too acoustic-y? I am having a good vacation. I'm excited to go home. I miss you all. But it actually feels really nice because everybody is so nice in Thailand. The food is wonderful. Everybody's so kind. Everybody's so helpful. But I do miss my routine. You know, I miss waking up and knowing exactly what I'm eating, knowing exactly what I'm streaming, knowing exactly when I do work and when I play. I've realized I'm kind of a little rigid when it comes to my structures. And it's a little echoey. Nice. Your lungs are trying to exit your body. No, drink something warm. This do be a wild voice call. Pick up the phone. It's me, Matawa, calling you from the bath. Pick up the phone, please. Can you bring me an apple juice, please? I'm not gonna lie, I wish I had another cold drink. Ooh. I wish I had another cold drink for this bath. After the bath, I'm gonna just start packing. Probably with you guys still on call with me. I'll see how long I bathe for still. Cause I gotta pack to see if everything fits in my luggage or if I need bigger luggage. Because I bought a lot of stuff that I got to show you. I bought a lot of stuff from Japan. I bought a lot of stuff from here. There's a lot I've been wanting to talk about as well. But I do wonder if I should kind of wait to be home. Because believe it or not, I know I've said it a million times. But I am working on a project. I am working on a project. Oh, hold on. I have a piece of bath bomb that didn't dissipate. Hold on. La, 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 la. Oh. All right. Where's my towel? Come here. Okay, so. I have been working on something that I'll be able to reveal real soon. And I've been a little business roach. And I guess I can just go into it because I'm going to talk about it again when, I guess I'll talk about it again when I'm at home. But I don't know if you guys saw Kami's message the other day on Twitter. It was like, I don't remember the exact paraphrase, but it was something along the fact of, you know, she feels like she has people in her life who genuinely care for her and value her for her, that she often felt like, you've seen it. If you didn't see it, that's the TLDR, that she feels like she has people in her life who care for her and who see her for her and appreciate her for her. And before she tweeted that, we had a conversation the day before, and I mentioned this to her. And again, I'm going to talk about it again on stream, but for the first time in a really, really long time, I actually feel like I'm not scared of my projects. I don't know how to explain this. Even when I was debuting in Mishoujo, I still felt kind of like, I didn't want to make too big of a splash. I didn't want to attract too much attention. I wanted to kind of keep things kind of cozy and hidden, if that makes sense. And I think my next project that I've been working on a lot, that I've been telling you, that I promise you in a month, you'll know everything. But I've been working a lot and, you know, I'm like pitching panels at conventions for this project. And I am working on merch for this project and I'm working on proposals. And I just feel really excited. I feel like I actually want this project to be seen by many people. And I'm like hiring video editors for this project and things. And it's just, it feels really exciting to be in that place where I want people to see what I'm doing, and I want people, you know, and if they don't like it, okay, cool. Like, you're not my target audience, you know? Maybe you are my target audience and you don't like it. Okay, there's a million other things I have that you can like. It's not that deep, right? You don't like my Mechanicus streams? Maybe you like my Minecraft streams or my just chatting streams, right? But yeah, it just feels really exciting to be in this place where I want this project to be seen, and I want to give this project a really big chance of success and survival. And that's why I'm doing things before it even launches to ensure. And it feels really good to have that. And I hope that if ever Kami does decide that she wants to stream, I mean, you know, she did a Twitter space the other day and it was really, really great. I joined. So who knows? Maybe if she one day decides to stream as well, I think she'd be good at it. And I hope she also feels that way about her things. I hope she feels excited for people to discover what she wants to do and find her and just, yeah, enjoy her content. Because I definitely felt a little scared for my content to hit too many people at once. You know, I was, but now I feel confident. I feel like we have a really good community and we have a really good space. I've been checking the Discord every day and everybody's lovely. But yeah, I'm going to talk about it again once I'm back and closer to the project most likely, but I just feel really, I also don't feel rushed. I think this vacation really showed me that it's okay for me to take time off. It's okay for me to enjoy and relax, because I know that once I'm back to my routine, it's going to be nonstop. And I think next time I'm actually going to allow myself to take a vacation like Henya did and just tell everybody, hey, everybody, don't expect anything for the next 10 days. Don't expect streams. Don't expect Twitter spaces. Because here I feel like I should have maybe told you guys, don't expect too much streaming. But I genuinely didn't think I was going to need so much relaxation. Oh my God, my face is sweating. my face is sweating in this bath. Oh. Oh, let me read the chat. It started snowing today. Oh, I just burped. I'm so sorry, darling. I'm not excited to go back to the snow in a few days. I want to stay in the sauna forever. I want to stay in the sauna forever. Ugh, I want to eat dragon fruit all the time and get coconut. What about everybody here? Have you missed me? Are you excited for all the streams back? I'm just letting you know, I'm probably going to have like 2 streams in a row where I'm just yapping at you. I'm going to show you all my presents. I'm going to give you a full like story time about the trip. But after that, I will probably do Helldivers, because I only played it once and then I left.
And then I'm going to probably do 3 days in a row of Mechanicus. Because I am close to finishing. I think I'm like 2 12-hour streams away from finishing Mechanicus. So we're going to do that, and then we're going to finish Vampire the Masquerade before April 1st. Because on April 1st, I'm going to be a little bit busy with something else. With a little something. Oh my God, I'm sweating.
I like my bats really, really, really hot. I'm actually having an existential crisis for how hot this bath is. Oh God.
Kami is great. Kami was so funny. She was really tired one day and she was just like, you know, Mata, in the nicest way, sometimes I would look at you and think, you're so dumb. You're so dumb to be so nice to people. And I was like, wow, thanks. But it's just because she was tired and, you know, she didn't mean it like that. And we're close enough that I know what she means. But she was like, I just see you being so nice to people all the time. And I just think, why are you so dumb, girl?
I love her. And she is right.
Kind of my 2024 resolution is to have my boundaries be bigger than my empathy. I can have empathy and I can be kind and, you know, I'm not going to stop being nice, but just sometimes it's okay to have a boundary, you know? Like if people do a thing constantly, it's okay to be like, hey, I love you, but I just don't think we should be this close in life and love. I don't know. I'm just talking. There is no love except the love I have for my momos. And the love I have for coconut. Oh, my goodness. And mango sticky rice. Oh, my goodness. It has been good. All right, I'm done with my coconut coffee. Maybe that's why I'm sweating, too. Drinking coffee in the bath. Hold on, let me refresh my chat one more time. Fellow ridiculously hot bat enjoyer. Yeah. I like sweating. That's why being in Thailand, I kept telling Usan, like, by the time it, because yesterday Usan and I went out, Usan organized a little party for the folks who did their 3D concert. And Usan invited me. And I thought it was really nice. And first of all, amazing. Everybody was so lovely, so sweet, so happy, so inviting, even though I didn't speak Thai. They really made an effort to make me feel included and speak with me. And where was I going with this? Oh, but by the time it hits 10 p.m., I'm done. Like, just for everybody to be aware, when I'm on vacation, it's an active vacation. This is why I'm so tired to do things. Because, for example, the other day, I wake up at 9 a.m., I go for a walk, I go eat. The other day, I walked 20,000 steps in this heat with my bags. It wasn't, you know, it was just because I've been out since like 9 in the morning. And then I came back and it was like 3 p.m., you know? And I walk everywhere in the heat. And if it gets too hot, then sometimes I'll walk into a mall and get maybe a drink, maybe a nice coffee, maybe a coconut juice, and then I'm back out. There's so much to see, so much to do. And I was the same way in Japan. I was, you know, ask Giri, I would be, you know, I wake up at 10 a.m., I'm out of the house. I really need to be a little bit better at relaxing. Because this is also why at the end of the day, I'm so tired. Because by the time 10 p.m. hits, I've lived a full, and not just that, but I get everything spicy. Okay, can I talk about Thai spices for a second? If you've never been to Thailand or you've never had Thai spices, it's not, how do I explain it? It builds. So when you eat it, it's hot. but it stops. And then you keep eating it. But the problem is you don't notice the spice right away. But 10 minutes in, you're sweating and you're crying. And the other day, I was in, I went to this place called Sam Fren Market. I'm sorry if I'm mispronouncing it, but it's basically like the Chinatown in Bangkok. It has a lot of gold sellers. It has like a huge market. And I just got this salad and I showed it to Usan, and it basically, the way it worked, it was like a noodle salad, but the lady had a bunch of meats and fish at her stall, and she just put everything in. I'll post a photo later. And I was sitting in one of the little tables next to her stall. And, you know, I start eating, and it's fine. And I'm red in the face because it's so hot. And I'm drinking a cold drink, so I'm just red in the face. And then as I keep eating, I just start crying. But it's not, I'm not sobbing. I just have tears because it's hot and I have snot, but I just keep eating because it's so good, you know? And maybe I am a mess. Well, I am. I'm not picky, you know? A little bit of sadism, a little bit of masochism makes the world go round. I'm not too picky. But yeah, it was... People in Thailand probably think I'm like, I don't know, seeing God or something. They're like, wow, this little girl is really, speaking of little girl. So there's these, I don't know how to call them. They're groups of men on bikes and they have jackets, right? And basically their orange jackets signify that they either do Grab delivery or you can pay them and like sit on the back of their bike. Or sometimes they're just like workers and they'll be sitting and smoking cigarettes or having food or having beer. And oftentimes when I pass by them and there's a group of them, sometimes they'll stand up just to see how tall they are compared to me. I think it happens because like I'm alone, right? If I was with like four other girls, I don't think they'd do this. If I was with a girl and a guy, I don't think they'd do this. But because I'm like kind of walking alone and I'll usually smile, you know, if they look at me and we make eye contact, I'll smile or I'll do a little bow. So then they'll stand up and just kind of try to see how tall they are compared to me. But it's never the really tall ones that get up. It's always the really short ones that get up to like try to compare their height with me. Hey, if it makes them happy, you know? If it makes them happy, who am I to judge? Even you're Thai and you're still relating. Hima, are you relating to the crying from the spice in the heat? This is also, I think, why I'm so tired at the end of the day, is because I eat more spicy food than I usually do in the heat. I take like 4 showers a day. I'm not kidding. So I take a shower before I sleep. I take a shower when I wake up. During the day, I leave the house. When I come back before we do our night activities, I take a shower. Sometimes if I have 2 activities in the day, I will take 4 showers. So I take a shower when I wake up. Then let's say I go in the morning for a walk and then I'm meeting, let's say, Kami for lunch. I will shower when I come back home. Just a quick rinse. I go out with Kami, we do a bunch of stuff, then I come back, then we're going out at night. I rinse again, and then we come back from a night of activity, and I rinse again. Do you have a feeling like you feel you have to be productive when you're supposed to be relaxing? I just like, so my therapist sent me to get tested for ADHD. But the problem in Canada is it takes a really long time to get diagnosed. But that kind of explains it. I tend to seek out dopamine in the form of spicy food, video games, walking around, new experiences. Even my extroversion kind of plays into that. So, yeah, I like new experiences. This is why it's also really hard for me to be productive without a routine. This is why when I picked 6 p.m. as my going live schedule is because it's the schedule that I have the most chance of respecting, because I wake up,
go to the gym, do my things, eat properly, work on some work, and then stream.
All right, let me catch up on some stuff. Why must delicious spice hurt us so much?
I know. I'm actually going to be trying something. So the other day, we were out at a night market, but we had already eaten. And I'm not sure how to pronounce it, so I'm sorry if I mispronounce it, but it's like langzab or langzeb. It's like a bunch of meat. But we're going to go to a night market with Usan tonight and have some. And I'm finally going to try durian because I wanted to try durian the other night, but Usan was telling me, look, if you're even feeling a little bit off, don't try durian. You need to be like 100%. So I'm excited. I'm going to try durian tonight. And if I feel up for it, I'm going to try the roasted bugs.
Usan is so funny. I'm just like, I'm going to try the roasted bugs. And Usan's like, whatever you want, you weirdo. Like, you live your best life. Whatever. I'm not responsible for you.
Oh, yeah, the endorphins from spicy food is insane. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. Also, when I meet Usan, sometimes I'll meet them at a mall because there's a lot of malls in Thailand. And I always take a bike to the malls. Listen, I promise you, I will no longer take the bikes far distances. I refuse. I'm going to die. But when it's like the little streets and the bike doesn't go fast, it's fun. Oh, it's nice. You miss me? Good. Yeah, Fireheart, we're going to be using this for the chat. I know it's not the best. You're in a sauna. Blue Intellect, I'm in a country that feels like a sauna. I'm in Thailand right now. But right now I'm also in a hot bath that steams my face in the way that a sauna would. I'm going to need a vacation for my vacation. This is actually why I'm taking it easy tonight. So tonight, I am going to do the space, and then I am going to pack a little bit. And then if possible, I just want to get a manicure done because my nail polish started chipping. Then we're going to go eat. And with Usan, if we stay out late, that's going to be fine because I pretty much want to be all packed up for tonight. And I'll know by tomorrow if I need another luggage or not. And then I can just buy it. Yeah, that one's a teat, Leng Sab. It looks so good. The momos are not to be roasted. They need to be stewed. Sounds like you're an Enneagram type 7 like me. I have to look it up. I know, is this the thing that Lily Pichu was really into? Or she'd always be like, you're a 5, you're a 4, you're a 3. What's the type where you like party really hard, but then you relax really hard as well? This has been the biggest actually positive in my life is taking time for relaxation. Actually penciling in my schedule, massage, walk with music, laying in bed on TikTok, just watching a podcast, but on not just watching a podcast while I'm gaming, putting it on my TV in my bed. That has been the biggest kind of change in my life for the positive is taking time for relaxation. Now I have to look it up. Enneagram type 7. It's going to be like, shut the fuck up. You don't have the talking stick. For anybody that doesn't know, last time I did this stream, there was a few people requesting. But the problem is, it wasn't none of you. It was nobody that was following me that was requesting. I think they were just bots. I think they were bots because they weren't following me and they just kept requesting to talk. And so, you know, shut the fuck up. You don't have the talking stick. I do. You're never going to have the talking stick. As someone who has lived in a drought, the amount of showers makes me cringe. When I say showers, I really do mean like a rinse where I'll rinse my body in cold water, put a little bit of soap and then rinse it again. I'm not taking like a full on, you know, 20 minute shower, but Sword King, it's a wet country. I am wet all the time I go outside. All the time. Did I see the power washing sim? Yes.
I need to ask Ricky how it is. I want to play it solo, and then I want to ask if Ricky wants to collab. So, yeah. Hello, can I get a follow, please? I'm sorry. No follows. No follows and no talking requests, my love. I'm sorry. If I followed you, I'd have to follow everybody. I can't follow everybody. I already can't keep up with the people I follow.
Ma'am in bath, me in school.
You know that meme of like, my hands look like this, so her hands look like this. You in school becoming an engineer so that I can be in a bath at 4 p.m. living my best life. Is that why I went out partying late alone too? Yes. It was fun. All right, let me catch up to see if I missed anything. I'm doing really well, Denny. Thank you so much, darling. I don't know how to say it. I genuinely am not. If I could have my routine here, I'd do it. Genuinely. I think people here are so nice. The food is so delicious. I like kind of the slow lifestyle. It feels really nice. But I also am having a really hard time getting work done because I function best with routine. And again, this is where I think the ADHD kicks in, where if I wake up and I know I can work on my PC from 10 a.m. to noon, and then I go to the gym at 3 p.m., and then I come back home, have a protein shake, and I stream. And here, I kind of don't have that. And every day that I wake up, I have to make a decision. What am I eating today? Where am I going today? What am I seeing today? It's fun, but it's hard to then make decisions to stream and stuff like that. Because I'm just...
Oh my God. I'm actually sweaty in the face. I just licked my face and it's salty.
Ew, I'm sweaty in the bath. Ew, I'm sweaty.
I want to get another cold drink. But then I have to go downstairs and get it. I don't know what to do.
Hello, Unit. How are you, darling? You should only eat durian when it's ripe. Is it durian season right now? I just don't want to miss the opportunity to try durian while I'm here. You know? I don't want to miss out. I can't sleep, so I'm going to listen to you to fall asleep. I hope you have a good sleep. Once I'm back, I'll be able to do some power wash simulator. How tall am I? Tall. Pretty tall. Pretty, pretty tall. We have definitely missed you. Thank you. You're going to listen while playing Dark Souls. Ah, yes, Dark Souls. The game where I don't know how to use a shield and get mad at myself. Something about drinking coffee in a bath, an iced coffee, feels so good. And here you can get the coffee with coconut milk or coconut water. Ugh. An Americano with coconut water, it just naturally sweetens it. It tastes so good. I love it. I love it. I love it. I think next time I visit, I actually want to take time out of my day to go to the temples. I saw a lot of them, but I'm in this weird phase now where I don't take a lot of photos of myself because I'm always scared if somebody... I don't take a lot of photos of me and I don't take a lot of photos of people because I'm scared if anything got hacked, there would just be like tons of photos, you know, which I know is like a silly fear. So a lot of my photos are just me taking a photo of something in the background or in the distance, or a lot of my photos are about food. And, you know, it would be nice to actually have a photo of like me at a temple, right? I don't know. But also at the end of the day, when people say stuff like, oh, it's nice to see a photo and remember the memory. Yeah, but it's, I don't know. I feel like when I'm going through the memory, I'm living it so fully in the moment that I'm okay to not have memories of it. Oh, wait, am I explaining myself properly? I don't need a photo of me at a temple to know that I went to a temple and I had a really good day that day. What I'm going to remember about that day isn't going to be the photo at the temple. It would be getting lost for an hour trying to find the food stall, or, you know, eating so much spicy food that I cried and everybody was looking at me. That's kind of more what I remember from that day. And I just feel like the photos don't do it justice in the same way that, Yeah, choo-choo, I like what you said. For work, structure is important, but for creativity, holidays like what you're doing is ideal. My goodness. I was on the plane here. Every time I just tried to relax, I would be hit with so many creative ideas. I'm telling you right now, if anybody here is doing anything creative, sit at your computer, write a structure of what you need, and then go for a walk, and then take a bath, and then watch a movie. It really does something where you're able to come up with such good ideas. I mean, I guess you're going to have to see what my idea is in a month. So, you need to go to sleep. Go to sleep. I'm guessing it's what, like 2 a.m. in Eastern time zone? I'm Thai, but I don't eat spicy food. That's fair. Hi, Aisu. How are you, darling? And hello, Ty. 3D con time. 1, 2, 27. E-chill. Love that name. Am I allowed to play Pokemon? Yeah, but I still feel like your brain doesn't really disconnect. You know? Because when I used to play Pokemon Go, I would be thinking about Pokemon Go. But if you're listening to music or a podcast, you just kind of relax. Or if you listen to nothing at all. Dun, dun, dun. I know it's scary. The voices in your head. The voices in your head. The reason I also feel quite good about taking this time off, believe it or not, after this trip, it's kind of nonstop. Because my project's going to keep me busy through the summer. And then it's my 1 year. And then it's Bishojo 4 year. And then, I don't know, maybe I move to Japan or Thailand? Question mark? You know? So I gotta be busy. I heard that in April there's a festival here where people throw water at each other because it's so hot that you just throw water at each other. Yeah, I know, Maggie. The massages here are amazing. I don't know if I'll have time for a massage tonight, but I'll see. Some places are open pretty late. So some places are open even at like 11 p.m. So I could still get a massage late at night. Bangkok just doesn't sleep. Bangkok absolutely stays, you know. They say New York doesn't sleep, they're lying. Thank you, GHE. I appreciate it. I just spent all my money on Lego sets. Ooh, there's some good ones. I'm excited to build a little money tree when I get home for my own flesh mother. There's also a lot of really great gyms here. Thai New Year. Yep, and you just throw water at yourselves. It's so fun. We missed you. I hope everything is all right. Everything is more than all right. Everything is really good. And it's bittersweet. I'm really genuinely having such a good time relaxing, but I miss you. I miss streaming. I miss working. Like, I feel when I was younger, I had this idea of vacation to escape from your life, but like, no, I want my life here, you know? Sorry, I have jelly in my coffee. I have coconut cognac. Mm. If there's roasted scorpion, I want to try it. Mm. Yummy. This deer skin, she keeps slandering me on the internet. You know what she did? We met up and she told everybody that I had trouble flushing the toilet, okay? I did. Yeah, I did. I did it. I didn't flush after I peed. You know what she didn't tell you? That I got us really expensive, cute, matching wallets that she saw a few days back but didn't buy for herself. I bought them for... Why couldn't she start with that? Why couldn't she start with... Matara Khan is so amazing. She got me and her couples matching wallets. She's such a great friend. She's so lovely. She went with me to go do to see Wota Gay and did it. No. She just had to be like, Matara Khan didn't flush after peeing. What a jerk. What a jerk. Why can't she lead with like how much of an angel I am, you know? Why? Roach in the bath, that's me, Peach. Good morning, Mariam. Oh my goodness. You know the biggest lie about New Orleans? I was told when I was going to New Orleans that you have to reveal your naked breath in order to get beads. That's not true. People just give you the beads. No naked breasts required. No naked breasts required. You know? At least you didn't lose a ring in the toilet. She's gonna lose her head in the toilet if she keeps talking all that shit. I'm just gonna dunk her head and flush. No, I'm kidding. I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do that. There's nothing to add. I wouldn't do that, I think so. It depends. If I would do that or not. Thank you, Cat Mom Chantel. Mm-hmm. It's almost 2 a.m. and you're having chicken nuggets. Nice. I actually haven't had any junk food here. They have like KFC. They have Taco Bell. They have a lot of different junk foods here, but I haven't really had any of them. I'm always too busy going to the local spots. If I see a little lady in a cart making iced coffee, yup. That's where I'm going. That's where I'm going. That's what I'm doing.
Do hundreds favors no one remembers, but keep the toilet unflushed once. Exactly. It's fine. You know what? I am a patient roach. I am a patient roach. Plus, I feel like I've done enough damage already. I've done enough damage already with, like, telling people how she walks. I feel like I've already done enough damage. She'll never emotionally recover from this. I'm going to start calling her Little Stinky Boss. Okay? And it has to catch on. She's not stinky, by the way. She smells good. But she's got to be Little Stinky Boss. So that way people are going to be like, oh, I thought you were going to be stinky, but you actually don't smell that bad. So, oh, my straw. It fell. Do I plan on streaming day one once I get home? Yeah, actually, I do. Because I'm going to sleep in the flight. I'm going to do my best. Good morning from Europe. Hello, darling. Good afternoon from Thailand. Okay, hold on. I need a little bit of cold water. Give me a moment. Oh, I need coldness. Hello, Philip. How are you? And hello, Viper. Hi, Adam. I have seen Timberborn. It's the little, not raccoon. What are they called? Woodchuck, right? Beaver game. It's like a little colony simulator, but they're beavers. I've seen it. I've actually played it when it was in, what was it called? Okay.
Oh, hold on. I need cold water because my face is sweaty. Oh. Oh my God.
I took a shower before bathing. But now I might need to take another shower. My hands look like this, so his closet can look like that. I love it. Oh. Oh, I'm alive. What color should I get for my nail polish tonight? I had gray before this. It was like a bluish gray. Should I get like yellow or lime or peach? What do y'all think? I wanted to say marble, but that's kind of the color that I had.
Oh. My God. The thing with this bath, the reason it's also so hot is because it's a really big bath. Most baths, either my knees are out of the bath or just I can like put my legs up. Here, I am fully in the bath. I am submerged. Thank you, Captain. It is nice. I'm excited to be back. I'm slipping away. I'm slipping away. All right, I'm good. Thank you, Sullen. I really enjoyed the break. Sorry I'm answering messages from like 20 minutes ago. It's hard. They're not always in order. Oh, I'm so relaxed. Yeah, I hope I have time for a massage tonight. I would love to just get a Thai massage. Okay. I don't know how to say it without it coming out weird. They stretch you out. Like,
I get a little shy. I'm like, oh my God. This little lady just jumped on my back, cracked me everywhere. I was getting a little shy. I was like, oh my God, don't, you're there. You're like, you're here. Ooh. You know, they're like there. Ooh.
I'm not used to it.
I also feel like when I do go to the airport in a few days, I might be at the airport mega early because I'm scared of the traffic. Traffic here is bad. Sometimes, oh my God, it's bad, bad, bad. It's almost durian season. Well, then I gotta try it. I gotta try it. Not the voices, anything but the voices in my head. Let the voices control you. Let the voices tell you who to kill and what to do. Let the voices control you. Three a.m. in Saskatchewan. Oh, sleep time soon, right? Oh, actually, I didn't eat real food. I only had fruit. I had ordered. Okay, don't make fun of me. I got a pad thai, but in my defense, I have eaten so much local food that is very Thai. And then today I thought, you know what? I've barely had any pad thai while being here. I've had so much other stuff that isn't pad thai. So I ordered a pad thai, but they canceled. So let me actually reorder my pad thai. Because we're not eating for a few hours. Let me reorder my pad thai real quick. They canceled. Trying to find a place that isn't too far, because sometimes you'll order from a place and it's like 25 kilometers away. No, it's too far. It's too far. Spicy mango salad with oyster. Yummy. Grilled pork neck. Ooh. Well, now I want to try other stuff. Super spicy chicken feet soup. What? What? That's like everything I like. Tom Kha Gai, coconut milk, and Galan Gal soup with chicken. Mmm. 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 Oh my God. But now I'm not sure. I should get the pad thai, right? I've barely had pad thai while I've been here. In Pad Thai's defense, though, it's because I really like curries. So I usually always get a curry. It's so good. And I really like noodles. I said this to Usan in the taxi the other day. And I was like, Usan, I have to tell you this. It's a secret. I don't really like rice. But I explained myself. I was like, look. I just have to be careful to say I don't like rice. It's not that I don't like rice. It's just that I prefer noodles. So anytime there's a dish and it can have rice, I want that dish with noodles instead. So sometimes I'll get my curry with rice and I just won't eat the rice. It's just I prefer the noodles, you know? I prefer the noodles. But yeah, it's kind of dramatic if I'm like, I don't like rice. It's just not my favorite. It's not, you know, it's not my fave. I definitely prefer the noodles. One thing though about Thailand that I've been very conscious of, I haven't been getting Korean food. I haven't been getting Japanese food. There's a ton of Japanese food. Why? I just came from Japan. I want Thai food only. That's it. Nothing but Thai food. I did have buns yesterday when I was in Chinatown, though. But, you know, when in Chinatown, when in Rome. All right, let me catch up on chat for a second. And then let me get this pad thai. Woo! Otherwise, I'm going to be way too hungry for the nighttime. Because I think we're only meeting for dinner at like 11 p.m. So I have time. Hold on. Hold on. All right, where were we? Oh, I have to like scroll through comments and remember, did I answer this one yet? Did I answer? Did I not? I really feel like they should do better. Come on, Twitter. Do better. Be better. Come on, Twitter. You can do this. Have I ever been to Australia? Yeah, I've only been to Sydney, but I really liked it. It was nice. I enjoyed it quite a bit. I ate so much sushi there. Every day I had uni. And I would just order it. I really wanted to stream Twitter Space while I pack, but honestly, I'm kind of worried it's going to be too distracting for me. I'm kind of worried I'm going to want to talk to you all too much and not pack, and I really should pack so that I know for tomorrow if I need another, luggage. I'm sorry, y'all. Okay. I'm gonna go. I'm gonna go because I wanna order this pad thai. I wanna rinse myself because I got sweaty. And then I wanna get my pad thai and pack a little bit. Thank you for hanging out. I'm sorry it was such a short space. I missed you and I wanted to talk to you. It was less than an hour. I barely even yapped. I'm sorry, my loves. But I hope you enjoyed the yapping, and I will be back soon. You should sing Lips of an Angel. There we go. Bye, everybody. I love you so much. Thanks for hanging out. I will be streaming very, very soon again. I'll let you know. But I gotta go because I realize, like, I need to get my nails done. I want to get a massage as well, you know, and I want to pack. Bye-bye. I love you all. Thanks for hanging out. Big kisses. Bye-bye.